Okay, let's get into our discussion of Parshas Balak, Tavshin Pehei. As we get into this exciting Parsha, as we've quoted in the past, the Chasam Sofer, that this Parsha is the Raya, is the proof of Torah Min HaShemayim, because how else do we know what was going on in Balak's head, in Bilam's head? This is all the story of non-Jews. How do we know this whole Parsha? What he wanted to say, what he actually said. So this is Torah Min HaShemayim, says the Chasam Sofer. So we start off with the first word of the Parsha. The first word, Vayar Balak ben Sipar. Balak ben Sipar saw. Vayar, right? What is that coming to teach me? Vayar. Vayar Balak, right? The Sfarno says, Vayar Balak Adam Mifursam Limaluman Melchama, right? So Balak was a famous warrior, but he saw. Says the Azayim Latorah of Suratskin in source number one. Ubi Yisro Nomar Vayishma. It says Yisro heard, but it says Balak saw. What's the difference? Yisro ha'emin. Yisro allowed his seeing to become hearing. Yisro ha'emin shemeis Hashem ha'isazos. Vayishma Yisro as kol asher asa lokim. Vakagon da nofel slashem vayishma. He heard. Ki dvarim shebe'emunas nishma'im v'lo nirim. Things that are heard are deep and believed. Not just seen. What did Balak say when he saw? He saw the nitzachon of the Jewish people over the kings of the Amalchi Amori. Wow, they must be strong. As kol asher asa Yisrael le'emori, right? Yisro heard as kol asher asa Elokim. Yisro saw what Hashem did. Bilam saw and Balak saw only what Yisrael did, because they saw what was in front of them, and they didn't think about what was behind it. That's a davar azeh ra balak be'in of mamish. Uba pashas Yisro hayam rachog mi Mitzrayim. Pashas Yisro was far. Avarak shamak yoti Hashem. Avo b'nei Yisrael kavshu asal mori al gvo moav, and therefore balak. So you can say it's pashat that it was close or far, or deeper. He doesn't expand, but I think this is what's behind his words. Yisro, you know, he recognized behind the scenes. And that's a vayishma. Seeing is not what we're about. Seeing or not worry about, you could see amazing things, but if it doesn't affect you, then that's not called belief, right? Shmiya. And related to this, we've quoted in the past, I didn't give it to you, but the Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Ayin Hey. It's also elsewhere, but the Gemara Basra Daf Ayin Hey, where the Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Yochanan. Story of Rabbi Yochanan in giving a shir. The Gemara says, Ki ha de Yosef Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was once sitting. It's also in Sanhedrin and Chelek and Daf Kuf. The other Rav Kadarish also got his Baruch Hu Avi Avanim Tovos and Margalius. Right, one time he was giving shir and he said Hashem is in the future is going to bring these huge stones and diamonds and pearls. Shem Shloshim Al Shloshim, V'Chokek Bahen Esrim Al Esrim, and he will carve out of them doors. Umamidan B'Sharei Yerushalayim. He's going to put these humongous stones at the gates of Yerushalayim. Ligleg Alav Osel Talmud. There was a scoffer. Ligleg is a very strong Talmudic word. Right, there was a scoffer in the back, who said, Hashta kibiyasa de tzitzla lo mishkachinan. We can't find tiny size stones. Right? Rashi quotes, a beitza of katan. Very small. Kule hai mishkachinan. You're going to find such humongous stones. And he laughed at Rabbi Yochanan. Liyamim, a couple of days later, hifligas finasa bayam. This student was on a boat and he saw. He must have been a student that was on a very high level. Because chaza malache ashares. The yasi vikanasri avanim tovos magalias. He saw the angels that were sawing and chiseling beautiful, amazing diamonds and stones that were this size. Lamed alamed, and they were carving in 20 by 10. Amru huani lamani says, who are those for? Amru lei. Shazagadish baruch alamida, mashar Yerushalayim. I'm just going to put them in the future into the gates of Yerushalayim. Maslakamid Rabbi Yochanan. He runs back. He tells his boat driver, the sailors, go back. And he ran onto shore and he ran to Rabbi Yochanan and he says, Rebbe. He says, Amale Drosh Rebbe, Lacha Noe Lidrosh, Kasher Amarta, Kain Waisi. What you said I saw, amazing, keep giving shir. Amar Lo, Rabbi Yochanan says to him, I don't need your shkayach if you saw that. Reka, Ilmale, and this is the key words connecting to what we just said. Ilmale Raisa Lohe Amanta. Had you not seen, you wouldn't believe. That's not what I'm looking for. That's not what emunah is about. You are a scoffer of the words of the rabbis. So what's he saying? It's not about re'iya. You were roeh, but shmiya, I said it, you heard it, and that wasn't enough for you. You were like, basically, Balak and not Yisro. Rabbi Yochanan was telling him. What happened? the Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara ends off, Nasane Nabov Nasakal Shalatzamas. He gives him the stare, and he becomes a pile of bones. So I once heard Rav Asher Weiss said, it's Mida Keneged Mida, because you only believe in what you see, you can't see your soul, you can't see your neshama. So Rabbi Yochanan looks at him, right, Nasan Einov Bo, he looks at him and says, okay, you want to act through Re'iya? Okay, you'll act through Re'iya, and that's Mida Keneged Mida. But this is Balak and Yisrael, an amazing difference between the first word of Balak and the first word of Yismo, two non-Jews, Vayishma Yisrael and Vayar Balak. Beautiful. Okay, we continue. Says the Medrash. So there is a well-known Medrash. Rashi quotes it. If you look in the beginning of source number two, the Elad Varmer Schlesinger quotes the Rashi. V'im tomar mipnei ma hishra HaKadosh Baruch Hu shchinaso al goy rasha. Why did Hashem put his shchina and rest his shchina on such a wicked man? Kedei shelo ye pischon pel umos leimar. So the other nations don't have any excuse and say, ilo hayolanu neviim chazanu lemutav. If we would have had neviim like Moshe Rabbeinu, such great leaders, we would have done tshuva. You know, it's not fair. You didn't give us leaders like that. Hem elam neviim. Hashem said, okay, I'll give you neviim on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vehim partzu gidur shalolam, and they broke through the fences, so to speak. So Bilam was on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. So he asked the Elul Advarim a wonderful question, which, you know, is an obvious question, but it needs an answer. Right? We know it's one of the animamins that Moshe Rabbeinu was different and unique and nobody like him anywhere ever before him and after him. In Nevuah. Right? We know the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva that everybody has Bechir Chavshin, everybody can be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu and as evil as Yerovam Menevat. So the Rambam does use Moshe Rabbeinu as a model for who we could be like. But that's in terms of fulfilling our potential. But in terms of Nevuah, we know Moshe Rabbeinu is different. So what's pshat of this Medrash? Amor me'ata ki Nevuas bilam tzricha la'gi l'madrigas Nevuah shel Moshe. So you see from this Medrash, from the Rashi, the only way it'll be fair is if Bilam is on the same level of Nevuah as Moshe Rabbeinu. V'lokam navi od b'Yisrael kamoshe, the pasuk says at the end of the Torah. B'Yisrael lo kam, avo b'umos ha'olam kam, umani Bilam. So Bilam was on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, but one second. Doesn't the Rambam list off in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah and in Mor Nevuchim that you can't compare? Ein dinmyon l'shum navi, o nevua l'zu, shel Moshe Rabbeinu. What do we say in Yigdal? Lo kam b'Yisrael kamoshe od. Ki elav nigla Hashem panim apanim. K'shei omid al emdo shalem. And he was standing, he was complete and perfect. Right, he saw everything in a open, clear vision. The Lokin Sharon Neviim. The Koshkin of even Avram Avinu and David Melech were not like Moshe Rabbeinu. The Koshkin Navi Umos Ha'olam Kibilam. Shenisrae Aleyam Hashem Bachalom Bechizayon Laila. Right, Rashi quotes, he only saw at night. So if we believe that Moshe is different, more different than all other Jewish Nevi'im, let alone non-Jewish Nevi'im, so then what's this Medrash talking about? So then the Umos Olam do have the same type of excuse to say, Lu, Nasan, Lana, Gadosh Baruch Hu, Navi, Gadol Kamoshe, Hayinu Chozrim L'Mutav. So how do you understand this? That the other Nevi'im were not like Moshe, but you have to have somebody, you have to say Bilam was like Moshe. So he quotes B'Shem Reb Chaim. No de b'shem agon Reb Chaim mibrisk. Shehizber zos kedarko bebihirus neflon. He explains as follows. Hine. Ha'ikar achi gadol. Shehivdol ben Moshe Rabbeinu l'shar Nevi'im. What was the root? The Rambam quotes four differences between the Rambam Moshe Rabbeinu was awake and Moshe Rabbeinu could start the conversation and Moshe didn't have to interpret. But the key was, Shenevuosav shel Moshe kol ma sheyatsa mipiv nasa Torah. Hashem dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe didn't have to interpret and use his own words, but Moshe was told exactly the words from Hashem. Why? Because they would eventually be Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu's words were going to be Torah, and therefore it has to be exact. Lo kei nevuah seim shel shara neviim divreim nishro rak divrei nevuah. Right? Other neviim, it was on the level of nun in Tanakh. Nun v'lo hun kalahem. Hasgula hamiyuchedes leMoshe Rabbeinu. It wasn't given to them the special skula that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shagam devrim yasu Torah. Their words weren't going to be Torah, ki hakoach v'hasamchus shel Torah nidarak leMoshe v'lo nevi Yisrael acher. that your words are going to become Torah and Halacha, that was only given to Moshe, because only Moshe received the exact words from Hashem. The Torah was written before the world was created. One of the seven things, Gemara Pesachim, one of the seven things existed before the world, the Torah. So Hashem dictated these words of the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, and only that had the koach and was given the authority to become Torah. And that's what Chazal say, Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Matos. Moshe misnabe b'ko amar Hashem, v'nevi'im misnabe b'ko amar Hashem. Moshe v'aleim Moshe shesnabe b'zeh hadavar. Clarity. Pirish mashachazu ha-nevi'im haya rak b'derach chido mashal. All other nevi'im saw through riddles and mashalim. Hainu b'ko ha-medame. In imagination. U'b'devrei atzma masru nevi'osem. And they use their own words. Hakol kifi malas rucham. Ula Moshe Rabbeinu al aleim b'skulosav. So Moshe Rabbeinu spoke upon him and was given over the exact words. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'lishum chido mashal. Not with any riddle or mashal. Rak b'mei sharen hu ra'a hakol. Clarity, b'behiris gemura, v'hibit b'chol davar v'davar alofanam, but he saw and he understood everything. That's why it had the power to be Torah. Power to be Torah. And then he says, v'lo od, hosef r'b'chaim, adds on line 24, shagam ha'avos, she'ninim ben ha'navim, the avos were the navim, lo nasu divrayim Torah. Their words didn't become Torah until Moshe Rabbeinu gave his stamp later on. V'yachash yasu adver mipi Moshe, nasu miyaz divrayim, Divrei Torah. Moshe kibal Torah miSinai. Tarik misa nemer leMoshe miSinai. That's the difference that Reb Chaim says between Moshe and all the other Nevi'im, that Moshe's Nevuah was on the level of becoming Torah. Clarity. Says the Ela HaDvarim, so maybe we could get back to Bilam. Yes, Bilam, of course, was a Rasha, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Nevuah on the level of Moshe. What does that mean? Maybe all the other differences don't apply. Right? Who could he start the conversation? Right? It sounds like he can't start the conversation. But this idea that it wasn't given to Bilam in a riddle. Bilam himself says, the words that Hashem say, I will say. Because Bilam's words were going to be put into and take part in the Torah. Alpi Yisod, line 29. Hanacha hazos tis yashet mi asenu. The kadesh lo yiskanu mos olam bi Yisrael, so that the other nations aren't jealous. Of the Jewish people, bevischom pe shelo chazu lemutav, we didn't go do better. Levishlo nitan lahem Hashem navi kemoshe, they didn't give us anybody like Moshe. Let sabos lam Torah mitzvos mishem kacha Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them somebody with that special element of Moshe Rabbeinu. Chachoso chananu Hashem b'malos navi kemoshe Rabbeinu biikaron ze shehenik lenevu osav hasegula. Hashem gave Bilam the segula that his nevuos will be written in the Torah, which it is. In this week's parsha, Kama Torah says, "Siva lanu Moshe." Kemoshe Rabbeinu nitar b'madrega sheyodea das elyon. He knew the das elyon, and he got the words. What did Bilam say? Hadavar asher yasim elokim b'fi oso adaber. That's a Moshe Rabbeinu level. The words that Hashem put in my mouth, I will speak. He didn't have to interpret anything. Oso eshmar ladaber. That's exactly what that pasuk means. And he said, this is even what the Gemara says in Baba Basra. Right, Baba Basra, the Gemara says, and remember the Gemara that talks all about who wrote every Sefer of Tanakh? So it says, Moshe wrote Parshas Bilam. And many say, Bilam is just part of the Torah. What does it mean, Parshas Bilam? Klomar, beautiful, line 36. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Masar Bidiyuk, Osam Advarim Kamoshe Amram Bilam. Moshe Rabbeinu just quoted Bilam, who quoted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo kofan shenimsu lono maisav. It's not like the Avos. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say their words. He got it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefisha B'divrei, Bilam Nasu Torah Mamish. Right, Bilam's words became Torah, was on the level of Torah, right when it came out of his mouth. Mashenki divrei ha'avos shena'asu Torah rak acher shachazru v'nishmu al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. So Bilam was on the level in this regard to Moshe. And he says maybe that's also in a deeper understanding of Yigdal. Yigdal is so deep. Yigdal is so powerful. Right, we often say it, we're half asleep in the morning, walking to shul, going into shul. Adon Olam and Yigdal are powerful tfilos. So what do we say in Yigdal? Shefa nevuaso nisano elanshi skulaso visifarto. The overflow of nevuah he gave to his treasured people. Pirish ala neviim anshe skulaso shishpia kadosh baruch hu shefa nevuaso. Ulam ishiyuto shal Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was higher. Why? Lokamba yisrael kemoshe o neviim abidas timunaso. Moshe had clarity. Ala akol ha neviim. He had the clarity. And therefore, because he had this clarity, Torah SMS Nasan La Amokel. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's words became Torah. That's the next line in the Yigdal, all his words become Torah. Okay. That is relating to Moshe and to Bilam. We continue now with source number 4 on the next page. Source number 4 on the next page. So we know Rashi tells us already, Chaf Beis Pasuk Dalet. Vayomer Moav al Ziknei Midyan. Moav, right, Balak in the king of Moav, says to Midyan, you know, I'll tell you, Lachlu HaKolos Kol Sviv Oseinu, Kilcho Chashar, the Jewish people are going to lick the fields all around us like an ox licks the Yerek Asada. Says Rashi, V'harei Me'olam Ayusonim Zedzeh. Right, what's going on here? They hated each other. Midyan and Moav, they hated each other. Shenemar Amakes Midyan B'stei Moav. Shibo Midyan al Moav L'milchama. Ela, Mi'irasan Shal Yisrael Asu Shalom B'neihem. Because of the fear of the Jewish people, they made peace. Umara Moav Litol Eitzam Midyan. Okay. But they made peace when they saw what was going on. So what was going on? Says the Menachem Tzion. Menachem Zax, son-in-law of Ripsi Pesach. Says the Menachem Tzion. Quotes the Rashi. And then he quotes the Mashal. What's the Mashal of Chazal? About Midyan and Moav. Mashal Zeh. Says the, first we can read it. Hamaka, Mashal Shemana Yamaka, Vaholech. Vahasina, line 3. Beneam, Me'olam, Mashal Shne Klavim, Shem Merivim Zeh. There are two dogs that were fighting with each other. Baz Zeev, Alechan Mehem, a wolf. A wolf came on one of them. Amar Asheni, Im Eini Ozro. If I don't help out my fellow dog, Hayom ho reget zeh lamachar yavo elai. He's going to come kill me tomorrow. Leficha niskabru. That's why I have to come and help out my friend dog. Leficha niskabru moav imidyan. Right? If you have a common enemy, you join together. Join together. That's the Sanhedrin Kufches. Mashal zeh shoshnei klavim, says the Menachem Tzion, the mashal shniskabru yachtov lahatzilus chayeyem. They join together to save their lives. Min hazeiv shalulei zeh hayahoreget shneiem. Because without this, they will both be killed. Toeim rak es ha'his onenus shal moavu midyan. Shem yireim evnei Yisrael. Ki ravu. Ulamzu haisa his onenus shav. Really? It wasn't a getting together out of mutual dreams. Ki betok levavam yadu heitev. Shepnei Yisrael miyadus rak l'shalom. They knew that they sent letters of peace to each of the places which fought with them. The other people started, like we read in last week's Haftorah. Moshe didn't want peace. He sent letters to Shalom. Og was the one that got up, and Sichon was the one. But Israel weren't fighting. But they knew that when it comes to being against the Jewish people, we could have achdus. We could have achdus. B'hagadah shel Pesach, and he quotes a thought that we've quoted often in the Haggadah Shir, right? What do we say towards the end of the Seder? Ano machrizim b'srakshus rabba esakasu. We quote the pasuk in Tehillim. Shvocha maschal agayim eshal eiduch. Hashem, please pour out your wrath on the nations that don't know you. V'amamlochas asher b'shimcha lo karo. And on the kingdoms that don't call out your name. Ki yachal es Yaakov. That's the Ve'yu Shamu. And the question that's asked is, why in the beginning, the first part of the pasuk, it's all plural, Lashon Rabim, Yudaucha, Lo Karau, and all of a sudden, Ki Achal, Es Yaakov. It doesn't say Ki Achlu, Es Yaakov. Why? Because when it comes to Achilas Yaakov, then everybody, all the other nations, gets together. When it comes to being anti-Israel, all the other nations, who have nothing to do with each other, they come together. Ki agoyim b'hamamlachos, asher tamid rabim, u'miskotetim zelzeh. They fight with each other all the time. V'yaf misgarim b'neihem, b'kirvos damim. They fight physically with each other. Hine hadavar hayechidi, hama'ached u'ma'agin osam k'goy echad. What brings all the nations of the United Nations all together? One thing. Eva hadadi takvusha b'lvavam, neged Yaakov u'chukasam ha'atzuma l'chaloso. Their deep-seated ratzon to destroy Am Yisrael. And they get together with that feeling, right? And that's what Moav and Midyan did. It's not an ancient reality. It's in every door. So we have that in Tehillim in the Haggadah. B'Megillas Eicha, line 21. Nomar Hayut Sareha LaRosh Oiveha Shalu Sareha. Its enemies. That's LaRosh. They become LaRosh. What do you mean LaRosh? They'll all come together to be one Rosh. Hamakoni Mavlitba Zeshat Sareha Marubin. right? Tzarel, all the enemies, all the ones that give pain are Merubah. Lomrot shekol echad v'echad meyem hu'olam b'fnei atzmo. Even though everyone is a world by itself, afim rabi b'neihem, avol sin asam ha'mishutefes li'Yisrael. Their joint hatred, ma'achedes u'ma'agedes es kulam, li'os tachas rosh echad v'tachas mifkada achas l'hatzer li'Yisrael. Oyveh ha'shalu, his garus u'metach ha'tzavim, that's what we have. V'yameinu anu, and he says in our day, right, within the last century, Hamadinos ha'aravios ha'oyinos v'tzorozozu, all the Arab countries, V'yaf archos ma'arachos damim elu k'neged elu, many of them fight with each other. All the Arab countries that surround the state of Israel and throughout the world, they could come together. They're united front. A united front, even though they fight with each other. That goes back to this pasuk. Vayomer Moav, El Zikni Midyan, and it goes back to the Rashi. Right? That's what we are suffering from, obviously, all the way until today. And then he says towards the end, Sinas Olam La'am Shal Olam, Ki Adevek Hamadbik Asari Yisrael Nebechol Ha'olam, Ki Ishachal Matar Achas La'atzuk L'Yisrael. Our enemies, Lomrot HaPilugim V'Pirudim Shem Iskaimim Beinayim, B'chol Yasar Ochas Chayim, everything in the world they argue about. But, you know, when it comes to us, this is it. Ulam, and he ends off by saying, Anu Me'udadim Midibir Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's famous words at the end of Makkos give us encouragement. Shamal Chaveirav, because Rabbi Akiva said when they were all crying and he was laughing and he was smiling, he said, "I see this nevuah, so I know this nevuah. I know this nevuah is going to come true." Gamalenu Lamar, line 37. Kishem Shakasuv, just like we know, Ki Achal Es Yaakov Miskayim, that has come to be Mekuyim. Kin Yiskayim Oksuvim Asmuchim. So to the next part, the other parts of the pasuk are going to come true. If Yachal Yaakov came true, Shvoch Aleim Zamecha, V'Charon Apcha Yasigim, V'Tirdof Ba'Avat Hashmidim, Mitachash Me'Hashem. Right, and that's what we have to say. Aleinu Lomar Akiva Ni'chamtonu, Akiva Ni'chamtonu. Right, throughout these difficult centuries, days and months and years and centuries, we take solace in the fact that we know Yachal is Yaakov. We've seen that a lot, but we also know the other message of the Nevuah will also come together. Okay. Moving right along. So we have Bilam hired by Balak. And a number of times the Pasuk talks about Balak. Right at the beginning. Balak ben Sipar in Pasuk Beis. Right? And then Balak ben Sipar in Pasuk Dalad. Right? And continue. Balak and then Bilam ben Baor. But then once Balak comes back on the scene, when they mention his full name, Pasuk Yud, Balak ben Sipar. So, obviously you have to notice it, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who notices everything, notices that all the other times that Sipar is mentioned, Balak ben Sipar is spelled Chas Amale Vav. Sipar is spelled with a Vav. Tzadi, Yud, Pei, Vav, Resh. And in Pasuk Yud, when Bilam says to Hashem, Hashem says to him, who are these people that came to visit you? Right, and Rashi quotes, he was being Mat-Ehim. Right, who are these people? Bilam says, Balak ben Sipar, king of Moab, sent to me. Balak ben Sipar, Melech Moav, Shalach Eli. So he asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky in source number 5, why Dafke here does it say Sipar without the Vav, and all the other times in the parasha it says it with a Vav. V'yomer Bilam, Elohim, source number 5 here on the left side, V'chala parasha k'siv Sipar Male, V'chim B'shar Makom was B'Tanach, and also whenever it says Sipar in Tanach, it says it Male with a Vav, Chutz Mikan, except right here, the parasha is Ha'azina Adi, Benot Sipar, Ksiv Chasev Esarach Tam, also a little bit later on. V'yesh lo api Zohar HaKadosh. So he quotes the Zohar. Ben Sipar Mamish. Right? Ben Sipar Mamish. What do you mean? Balak was the son of Sipar Mamish, a bird? Ben Sipar Mamish? Shahya Osek Shafim B'Tzipar. Right? He was Ben. He was a member of. Right? Ben could be a member of. Shahya Osek Shafim. Balak was a magician member. Osek Shafim, he was a Ben Sipar, he was a member of the Sipar as a Lashon because the birds were used in magic. She Osek Shafim Bit Sipar Vayarosha Machashvim Ayin Sham. So he was a member. Ben Sipar, he was a member of the Machashvim. The Ena Kavanasha Aviv Lohayashmot Sipar. No, his father was Sipar. Tibavade in Mikwa Yosemide Pshuto. His father was Sipar, but also Kavanah, Shatara Kasvazel, Ramezak Shafav. The Torah is also writing it to allude to his membership of the Mechashvim. Hine, so therefore, you understand why Dafki here. Bechala Parsha Shishalach Elav Ushesh Vishesh Shluchav. Hodi Uhu, all the time that he was sent, all the messages, Hakavanah Ben Sipar Kipshuto Al Shem Aviv. Balak Ben Sipar, Balak Ben Sipar kept saying, well, was just saying messages about who he was. Aval B'pasik Zeh, but this pasik, Shebilam Ratzo Lehish Tabeach, but if Bilam here wants to praise himself, Hashem says, who are these men with you? And Bilam says, well, Balak Ben Sipar sent them to me. So he's trying to praise himself, right, by saying, even this unbelievable magician, right, Ben Sipar, with Chaservav, to meaning not talking about the biological, but the other elements, he says, they're sending to me. Let's read it. Shepasik zev shebulam ratzol shabeach. Moshe God says Rashi b'medrash. Av b'sheini chashav b'necha chashav ani b'nei malachim. Rashi says even though Hashem, I might not be chashav to you, but the kings think I'm chashav. Kan ayah kavanaso al kshafim sheosim at zipor. Here it's talking about the kshafim that you do with the bird. Vakavanah shafilu rosh hamachashim kamot zarechli. Even Balak ben Sipar, who's the head of the machashim, even he's sending to me. I'm a pretty chashav person. L'chein siv sipar chaser. That's why here it says sipar. Chatzer. Why? Because it's referring to not the regular biological father. Because most of the time when it talks about a bird in Tanakh, it's spelled with chaser. That's why it says it here. In this time, when he's talking about his nature of being a member of the Mechashvim, he wants to praise himself. That's why he says, chaser kamosha kasa, parshas mitzora, uparshas lech lecha the chulu. Okay. That gets us even one letter, the message of one letter that we learn. Let's get to some of the praises and brachas that Bilam said. So one of the phrases that are known, right? Chav Gimel. Now we got the Perachav Gimel, where much of the Nevuos are. Perachav Gimel, Pasik Tes. Bilam says, how can I curse? Oh, Hashem didn't curse. I see way back from the earlier generations. This is a nation that stands alone, that rests alone, and it's not going to be counted amongst the nations. Am levadad yishkon. If you look in Midarke HaParsha, Rabbi Greenberg from Keren Biavne, the former Rosh Yeshiva, Midarki Aparsha, so he quotes, this is just quoting many different non-Jews who are in awe of Klal Yisrael. Am levadad yishkon is a, obviously it could be, sometimes it's used as a negative, as a, oi, we're all alone, but he uses it as a, we're all alone, look up to and inspiring. Bilam Navi Omos, Batieros Yisrael Shamish, Babitu Inka Am Lavadad Yishkon, Vikar Darshu Roshi Mishumos, Shim Nachaber Saosa Rishona, Shibisidra Saosios Haachtos, Imha Achrona Shabahen, right? If you, the Darshu Rishumos note that if you take numbers to make 10, right? You have 1 and 9, 2 and 8, 3 and 7. So all of the numbers come together as a team except for 5. Right? 1 and 9, 2 and 8, 3 and 7. 4 and 6, 5. 5 doesn't have a pair. What in it with itself? Tishera os hey bodida. Ukshin chabras rishona shibasira sasaros. And also, what about to make 100? 10 and 90, and 70 and 30, 60 and 40. You get to nun. Nun's by itself. Nun and nun. That's why hain, the hey and the nun, am levadad yishkon. It's an am that stands alone. That's what's alluded to by the word hain. Hain, Am Yisrael, Bodeid, Kishem, Shah, Osios, Hain, like the two letters, Hey and Nun, are Bodedos. Hagdarazu, Shal Bilam, Eina, Omeres, Shah, Am Yisrael, Rak, Menutak, Mishar, Umos. Doesn't mean that we're just disconnected. Ela, Shebetchumim, Rabim, Anushonim, Umyuchadim, we are special and unique. Vechuke, Ha, Historia, Shechalim, Alenosh, Kulo, Eino, Chalim, Alenu. The rules of history. There are rules of history. Binu shno servador, the Torah tells us. Look at history. Look at the history rules of every other nation. And look at the history rules of our nation. And he starts off line 13. Philosophe Sarfati, right? The philosopher Sartor, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, Jean-Paul Sartor, Kasav of Neim Elchemet Shishas Hayamim, wrote at the beginning of the, before the Six-Day War, Eini Yachol Lishpodes Ama Yudi, Al Pi Aklalim HaMekubalim Shel HaHistoria HaEnoshut. I cannot judge or put the Jewish people into all the rest of historic rules that all the other nations have. Hama Yudi Hu Me'Ever Lizman, they're above time. I can't talk about the issue of Arab-Jewish relations. Right, Rabbi? That's Sefer by Yaakov Herzog. I'm Levadei Ishkon. He quotes that. He quotes from Newsweek. Bito Newsweek. Persimalav Katavalaf Neimoto. Right, what he wrote an article before he died. Hashinuya dramati biyoter b'machshavato shel Sartor shegila b'rayonot l'itonot, the major change that he had from his interviews, who b'siyachusu soli yehudim ka'am yuchad. Talks about the Jewish people, right? He says, mugdar dizeot shlilit, right? He says, it's not just anti-Semitism that defines the Jewish people. B'sichos of Nemoso chazar bo Sartor v'hichris, sha'am yudi mugdar v'chai alpi mitzius amuka yoser mi'antashemiyut. Right? It must be there's some depth besides being defined by the other nations pushing us alone, anti-Semitism. Aval Pisha Sartor Atzmo Nishar atheist, who pitech kavod amok l'musaga yudishel ha-mishichir. He starts getting towards away, so to speak, from his atheism. And we continue going down. He quotes Lord Balfour, Amar b'vikuach shesor b'beis halordim b'ikvot ha-tzara mufursemes, right, the Balfour Declaration. He says, Yadua li heitev, Mispar ha'aravim be'eretz Yisrael. I know exactly how many Arabs there are. Kishem shal yedua li be'es yitzharti ha'atzara. I knew exactly how many there were in 1918. And today, ani mekabel ha'sikaron ha'agdara ha'atzmit. I come from the starting point. Eini yachol lekabel yikaron zel agabe aravim be'eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael yechida u'miyuchedesi. Says you can't deny the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael. He quotes Churchill on the bottom right. Yesha Nashim Shoavim Yudim V'yeshalo. Some love the Jews, some don't. Aval Af Adam Hoge Lo Yuchal Lahachish Es Hovda. But no matter what you feel about them, how you feel emotionally to them, you cannot deny the reality. Sheme'ever Lekol Safek Halu'um Hayoter Atzum V'Hayoter Nifla Shehofia Ba'olam. They are the nation that is the most wondrous and intensely strong nation since the beginning of the world. And he quotes others. He quotes a British foreign minister on the top left, but we're not going to do all, right? If you look, he has from Leo Tolstoy, the Russian historian and author, lines on the left side. Hayehudi hiu hayetzur hakadosh biyoter, shehored amo min hashamayim es ha'esh hanitzchis. They brought the concept of eternity to the world. Ve'heir ba es ha'olam kulo, who makara shall be'er, it is the source of so much, he writes. Right, it continues. He quotes John Adams from a couple hundred years ago, the president. And let's just read towards the end, which some of you might be familiar with, line 33, Mark Twain. Mark Twain in his Ma'amar Hanikra Benogei Liyudim, right, regarding the Jews. Kinesbach Basof Sifro, Masat Hanukol Eretz HaKodesh. Right after he traveled through the Palestine, he writes, Im lahamamin l'statistika, mahavim ha'yudim achuz echad bilvan mimispar uchlasi ha'olam. Statistics, Jews are about 1% or even less. Zemala al datenu me'ein arpilit avat kochavim. Shavan noko bishvel achalav. Hayazet tiv'i efo, ilu lo hayinu shomim aleim eslitim elitim rechokot. But the Jews are always the focus of the world. And he writes, Hamitzriim, Abavliim, Aparsiim, Kamu, Umilas Adama, Bekolos Rashim, the Egyptians, Babylonians, Persians, they filled the world with their loud voices, Ulachar Mikan, Navlu, and then they faded away. Acharam Boa Yavanim, the Greeks, the Romans, Hekimu Shaon Gadol, Vagamhim Chofu, they came and they disappeared. Hayehudi Raz Kulam, the Jews saw all of them. Nitzachet Kulam, Ukeis Hinu Ma Shahaya Tamid. And he still is around, Eno, Migale lo his avnos lo mechushi zikna lo teshishus lo hismatus kochosav. Right, kulam bnei Musa mechutz liyudi. Every nation is going to die eventually, says Mark Twain, except the Jews. Ame hagvura chalfu ve'inam od. Many strong nations have come and gone. Raku yehudi anishar ma'u so nitzchiyus shalom yehudi. What is its secret? Doesn't really answer the question. But Mark Twain wonders, what is the secret? But he says that at the end, on the next page, and then we have to recognize this. Okay. He quotes Rav Kook, who says, you know what the secret is? Our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, fine. We continue. So that is, again, something to take with us throughout our history. Right, we, lo, he bit Avin B'Yakov. Next, pasuk we're gonna talk about. Chav Gimel Chav Aleph. Chav Gimel Chav Aleph. Lo, he bit Avin B'Yakov. Rashi quotes, Hashem doesn't see the, Avonos in us. Lo, he bit Avin B'Yakov. Lo, Ra, Amal B'Yisrael. Hashem Alakav Yimo. Right. The Unkele says there's no Avodah Zarah amongst us. Is Takalas Les Polche Gilulin Bid the Base Yaakov, excuse me. Vaflo of the Leus Shkar. We don't worship falsehood. Be Israel. Libit Oven Be Yaakov. Lo Omer Bisoki Hashem Alakav Yimo. So if you look in the Likutei Yoshua here, he quotes a Drush. He quotes a Derek Drush. Abimadi Isabis Ramakadoshim. Shekolechan Be Israel who Bimchina Shoel. We are all Shomrim in the world. Right? We're Shomrim of our Neshamis. We are actually Shoels because we get to use it. We get to use it. We're not a Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, we're like a Shoel. Shanashama asher ba'apo hu b'cheskas pikadon. Hashem gave us a pikadon, our Neshama. Kamo shan omrim b'chol yom. We say, alokai Neshama shenasatabi v'atas l'lami meni. Right? We're Shomrim. V'zeh kamo ha-Shoel shekeyadua dina chomer yosem. He called Dalat Shomrim. Right? The din of a Shoel is more chomer than any of the other Shomrim. Right, a shoal is chayiv in everything. Chayiv in pshia, and getting aved, and even in onesh. Chayiv gam ba'onsin. When's the only time that a shoal is pater? Balav imo. If the owner is with us. Shabailim imo, kamosh nemer, b'parshim mishpatim. Gam in balav imo, lo yishalem. V'zeo shamar kan bilam. That's what the bilam says here in this pasuk. Echach uchalas osro li yisrael. How can I say negative and cause bad to the Jewish people? Follow lo hibit oven biyakov lo ra amo biyisrael. I don't see any fault. I don't see any sins amongst the Jewish people. What do you mean you don't see sins? Aren't we shoalim? V'im tomer halo yisrael heim bebechinas shoel. V'shoal is chayiv ba'onsin. So of course the Jews should be chayiv. So how do you get out of that? V'keitzad yitachin shiyu zakayim mikol. V'kol, how could the Jews be merit and zakay u'baturim nizkei nishmasam? And pater from our damaging, our allowing our neshamas to get damaged, Hashem alokav imo, ba'al avimo. Every Jew has ba'al avimo. And I would add, the more that we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more ba'al avimo in there, the more patur we have. If we're connected, nobody's perfect, but if we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is always in our lives, and we still trip, but Hashem's there. Ba'al avimo. We have to make sure that ba'al avimo. If we can make sure that ba'al avimo, then we'll have a patur. Then we'll have a patur. That's an unbelievable thought to think about, to live our lives. We are shoalim, but we try to live in a way of ba'alav, of ba'alav imo. And then we have the most famous pasuk in the parsha, Matovu ohalecha Yaakov, mishkenosecha Yisrael. Right? We know this is referring to the shuls and the bate knesios, bate midrashos, Matovu ohalecha Yaakov. You look in the Sefer Lis'aneg, B'sanugim, he just quotes a little story. Shalu pames nitzimi v'lajin. They want to ask the nitziv. She's gorer b'samuch li yeshiva. He lived right near the yeshiva. Keitza yachol hu liz gorer samach chokach. How do you live so close to the yeshiva? Bokeh misham rash timidi. Right? There's always a screaming from the base medrash. How do you take your afternoon rest? Right? How do you, it's not mafriya l'chai pratiyim. You just want to sit and be in your house and do your things. Doesn't the noise affect you, mafriya you? Analaim says yachai mivalajin. Shetzlo ha yeshiva hi kamo tachanes kemach. It's like a flour grinding plant. If you're the manager of the plant, does the grinding, the loud machines grinding the flour, does that make you upset? Is it mafriya you? Just the opposite. If I know it's grinding, I know this is my life. Kol atachana mashre alav roga v'simcha. Right? If I have the grinder, I'm calm. Because I know, right, that it's working. If I don't hear the grinder, then I know there's a problem. There's a problem. Because as long as I hear everything's working, I could be calm. So do it with me, says Rechaim Yivalashin. If I hear all the guys screaming in the base medrash, I'm calm. Because I know things are working. I know things are working. That's Rechaim Yivalashin. Rechaim Yev Elijah, I know, everything sounds good. If I hear the Beis Medrash alive, so then it's all good. And he quotes at the end of Cheskel Abramsky, She'ein la'adam lachshov she'oseh tova labore olam. I'm going to daven. I'm doing Hashem a favor. I'm going to Hashem a favor when I go daven. He says, no. He's doing us a favor of chesed to allow us to come daven. Hashem, I'm doing this for you. No. We're not davening for him. We're davening for us. We're not learning for him. We're learning for us. We have to recognize that, how to look at our life. All right, remember that story of, they say that he once overheard the Chafetz Chaim crying in his room, and they overheard him saying, Hashem, he says, Hashem, I don't know what, I don't understand. You give me so much. You allowed me to write the Chafetz Chaim. You allowed me to write the Mishnah Berurah. You allowed me to write Avos Chesed. You allowed me to write all of these Sfarim. So you did so much for me. I still haven't done anything for you. That's how the Chafetz Chaim looked at it. Even his own Sfarim, that was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to do. Not that what he did for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to do what we can to be able to always view our lives of seeing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, but then hopefully what we could do a little bit for him. Okay. Last thought for this, this week's shiur, and that is on Darach Kochav Miyakov. Right, later on, Perachav Dalad now. Perachav Dalad, Pasuk Yud Zayin, we have the star shoots out. Darach Kochav Miyakov. A star shoots out from Yaakov. Right? A Kochav, Rashi quotes, over Kachet, like an arrow. Become Shevet mi Yisrael. And a Shevet, the king that rules with a Shevet, will get raised up. Darach Kochav Miyakov. So if you remember the Rambam in Hilchas Melachim talks about Mashiach at the end of Mishnah Torah. And in the, Rambam, again, there's a little difference in version between the Frankel and the classic one that was before the Frankel, right? He talks about the Rambam talks about the Yesod HaEmunah that we have to believe in Yemos HaMashiach, right? That's the second to last also, Animam HaEmunah Shalem V'Yes HaMashiach, and then the last of the Tchias HaMesim. But, he quotes this. The Rambam quotes this Pasuk as the Raya of Mashiach. And the question is, why didn't Hashem quote the pasuk earlier in Dvarim, right? Alatzar atzoreres. I mean, later, early in Dvarim, after this pasuk here, right? Alatzar atzoreschem. Right? You will return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? When you're distressed and all these things happen upon you in the end of days, uvikashtem misham umatzasa. Right? That pasuk. Why does Rambam quote this pasuk here? Says Rav Salvechik here in Mesoras Harav, the belief in Bias HaMashiach is twofold, and it has to be this way, and we have to do our part. First, we believe in Malchus Shamayim, that the Ribbono Shel Olam will be king over the entire world. We believe that. Hashem is going to come down. When we recite during the Yom HaNarayim, and you Hashem Meloch al kol ha'olam kula bichvodecha, v'hi nasi al kol ha'aretz bikarecha, right? That, the text does not refer to a human being, not even to the Melech HaMashiach. Right? Meloch al kol ha'olam kula bichvodecha, that's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. No one but God, only God will be the king. But we also have something called Melech HaMashiach. A person will come and redeem the world and the Jewish people and partner, so to speak, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We believe that a Melech HaMashiach will fulfill many of the promises made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He will not be an angel, but a human being. Rambam has a list of the features, physical and psychological, that will qualify him. Now the Rambam says, without reading it, he will bring people closer to Torah and he will have an amazing tshuva movement that will be very inspiring. That's part of believing in Mashiach, is believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being Mamlech and being the ultimate Melech, but also believing in Melech Mashiach that there will be human input. There'll be human input. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in the name of Rabbi Hillel, there won't be Mashiach. Ain Mashiach li Yisrael. Mashiach is not coming. Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Hillel, it doesn't mean that there won't be Mashiach. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will be the Redeemer. There won't be a human being whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send as a messenger. But we don't paskin like that. What's wrong with what Rabbi Hillel said, says Rav Salvechik? Why does Rav Yosef say that, right, Hashem should forgive him, Rabbi Hillel? Because the belief in Melech HaMashiach requires us also to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send a human being who will rule the world. There will be a Melech HaMashiach. To assert that no human being will be a messenger is a heretical denial of Melech HaMashiach. says Rav Soloveitchik explaining the Rambam. The belief is a belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be the Redeemer is not enough. We need to add that, yes, He will be the Redeemer, but before He completely redeems the world, someone else, a messenger of His, will come. We will partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King ultimately, but the nation as we get there, as we've seen over the last year or two, and various times throughout history, Klal Yisrael, we need to partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in bringing the Geula, in bringing the redemption, right? And that's what Mashiach is about. It's not just about believing in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do, it's believing in what we're going to do and how we could be there with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, to be able to help Him bring the Geula. Again, ultimately in the form of Melech HaMashiach, but before that, believing in these two parts. But Hashem, we should be zocheh to it very, very soon. Okay, we'll stop here. Parshas Balak.